Exercise 4B, page 92.
Hi, Lisa. I see you're on your laptop again. You haven't started writing the English essay already, have you?
Oh, hi, Graham. No, I'm just writing an entry in my blog.
Really? I didn't know you had a blog. What's it about?
Well, at first I thought about writing about the cultural events going on in the city. But it seems a lot of bloggers are writing about that sort of thing. And James is writing a blog about the band, so there's no point writing about that. So I'm basically just writing an online diary about my experiences as a college student. At first, it was difficult because I had to learn how to use the blogging software. But now I'm really enjoying it. You've got a blog too, haven't you?
No, I haven't. You're thinking of my roommate, Paul. He writes a really interesting blog about his free time activities. But it's something I would never consider doing myself, to be honest. I just don't like the idea of people I don't know reading about my life online. I'm quite a private person, you see.
Well, you have a point. But you don't need to use your real name. I use a pseudonym for my blog, and I also use fake names when I write about my friends and family members. Everything else is true, of course, so I guess some people know it's my blog. But at least I'm less at risk of online identity theft. You heard about Jane, didn't you? Someone hacked into her email account last week. It's scary.
Yes, you need to be careful online. So how often do you update your blog? Do you write daily?
No, not at all. I wish my life was eventful enough that I could write about something interesting every day. Generally, I write once or twice a week. Basically, whenever something happens that I think people will enjoy reading about.
It sounds really good. I can't wait to read it. You'll send me the link later, won't you?
Yes, of course. Now, I think we'd better go. Our English lecture is at 2:30, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I almost forgot. We'd better hurry.